it's an easy, I don't say easy to get, but it's easy to get into because it's like no gana maisa. So it's dealing with concepts that we understand, we can relate to. Okay, so let's start the Gemara. I meant to send it out before Shabbos, and I don't know what happened Friday. It slipped my mind, so I apologize. It was my fault. Send it out. Okay. So on the test, I'm going to bet out the bottom two lines. Kain Amar Rav Asi Amar Rav Zera. Right? How do I know it's Reb Zera, right? It's Rebbe Zera. I think it's with an Aleph, right? Rebbe, right? Reb Zera, and this is why I wasn't planning on doing this, but as long as we're waiting for everyone, so that maybe else shows up about it for a second. Reb Zera is the person that Rava killed on Purim, right? I think so. So
sounds right.
I told the guys, I thought you might have heard it already. There was a person in Israel, his name was Rav Zussman. Rav Zussman was a very interesting person. He was a Mekubo. He was a Talmud of Rav Chalap. Rav Chalap was the Rav of Shari Chesed neighborhood, big tzaddik. He also was the first Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva Merkaz Harav. So he was obviously close to Rav Kook. So he told over a story, this Rav Zussman. I don't know whether he saw it himself or he heard it from his Rebbe. I don't know. He was very, when I met him, he was a very old man already, this Rav Zussman. He was bedridden. I used to visit him in his house sometimes when he was in bed. Anyway, so he said the following story that Rav Kook asked, what shot? The Rav killed Rav Zera. You know, when the guys in Yeshiva get drunk, you don't find them killing each other. Apparently, even when you're drunk, there's a certain limit in your behavior. You only do things that are in your norm, normality. You don't go ahead and murder people. Rava wasn't a murderer, right? Why would he murder? Right. So he said, as follows, he said, I think, I don't know who is 347-116-0984. We're having a echo. Okay, sorry. Anyway, so he said as follows. He said that there's a Gemara, which I don't remember offhand where that Gemara is, that Rav Zera had some Bordiki, they got the lotion. You know, there's neighbors who were like a little bit like bums. I forgot the word in the Gemara. Bordiki something. So it says that the Rabbanan wanted to do something to punish them. And Rav Zera protected them. He wouldn't let the Rabbanan do anything to them. So Rav Kook said that the Rabbanan, who are these Rabbanan? The Rav Zera is Chaver, who is Rava. So they felt that these people were Chayte and Mafte the Rabbim, and by Rav Zera protecting them, that they should be punished, Rav Zera is being Chayte and Mafte the Rabbim. And therefore, Rava paskin that Rav Zera was Chayim Misa. So when he was drunk, he killed them because he thought he was Chayim Misa, because he's protecting these non-religious people. So he said, Rav Kook said, that I, Rav Kook, am a Gilgo from Rav Zera. Why am I a Gilgo Rav Zera? Because Rav Zera, Rosh Tevis, is Zera Yitzlik Rav Avram, which is his name. Rav Avram Yitzlik, that was his name. So those are his initials. Rav Zera is Zera Rav Yitzlik Avram. So Rav Kook said, I'm a Gilgal Rav Zera. Rav Zera moved to Eretz Yisrael. I moved to Eretz Yisrael. I don't know, there's a whole bunch of things that he was similar to Rav Zera. I don't remember what they were, except Rav Zera. That's why he's Rebbe Zera, because he went to Eretz Yisrael. And he says, Rav Zera protected these non-religious people. I also protect the non-religious people. And Rav Zera, his chaverim held, he was Chayim Misa. And my chaverim also hold on chayim misa, and the Rav Zeira, they want to kill him and they want to kill me. He says that Rav Kook said that on Purim, he was drunk. It was his Purim tire. But he said that even though he said it on Purim, he says Zussman said it was a real tire. He says, wasn't that he said it? He really meant it. Just that he wouldn't have said it except that it was on Purim. But he meant it. That he held that he was a Gilgal Rav Zeira. All right, anyway, it's for the spirit of Purim.
But Lamaisa, so why did Rava resuscitate him?
I guess he got, maybe he stopped being drunk. That was after he got sobered up. I think so, no? I don't know.
Yeah, well,
maybe he was chayav misa, so he killed him, and now he resuscitated him. So
he would have killed him if he was sober. In other words, not everyone, because he's chayav misa, you go in and you kill everyone. You know, there's a taina on you. There's a taina, but you know, it doesn't mean you go kill a person just because he's, you know, chayav misa, so to speak. You know,
well, what would the next line of the story mean according to that?
What's the next line of the story?
Gemara says that he called him back and he invited him again for next year. He said, not every year is a neskin.
It's probably Shesh will do it again next year because it was a shita. All right, but just the more of anything saying the other thing, that Rav Kook held that he was a Gilgal from Rav Zeira, and that it's the same thing, the Messiah. Okay, anyway, but here we got Rabbi Zeira. So it's Rabbi Zeira with a Yud. Pretty sure it's with a Yud, Rabbi Zeira, with an Eretz Israel. So, okay, right, and Rabbi Asi is without a Yud. The Yud means that he was in Eretz Israel, because we know that the Yud, they only had Smicha in Eretz Israel. So the Amoraim, who lived in Eretz Israel, like Rabbi Yochanan, who's in Amora, is always a Rabbi. And the Amoraim that were in Babel did not have Smicha, so they're just plain Rav. Okay, Kenem Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav Huna, the mitzvah ad shlish, the halacha, that a mitzvah you're supposed to spend ad shlish. So the Mora wants to know, my shlish, what does it mean, shlish? Ilem shlish peso. If it means a third of your day, so Rashi learned Shechayev Adam Nevazes B'mitzvahs Lulav O Sitzis O Sefer Torah. She sounds like he's learning that it's a mitzvah chiyuvis to own the Sefer Torah. Don't know. Shlish Mashi Yeshlo. In other words, the definition is not, you know, that we're going to have to learn this din. Shlish doesn't mean shlish of your money. Shlish is masha yesho. It sounds like it goes, we take all your assets, no? In other words, when they discuss how much money you have to spend for a mitzvah, we're not discussing how much money you have in the bank. We're discussing how much assets you have. Shlish beso, masha yesho. In other words, if your house is worth $500,000, so a shlish would be $100,000+.
Right, is it net assets? You have to take away the liabilities?
I don't know. I would assume that sounds right, but it's just, it's now people think shlish means how much cash you have, you know, because we're seeing the Shulchan Aruch. But Rashi says in the Gemara's Mashma, shlish beso. Rashi says shlish mashi yeshlo.
So that's mashma, even if you don't have any cash, then you still have to.
Right. It's mashma that the chiyuv is on, you go on the shavik kesef here. Okay. Ena me'ata yisrami le'tlosa mitzvusa le'zev guda be'isa. So the Gemara seems to hold, this is where, you know, we'll get to everyone, so going slowly here. The Gemara holds in Svara that it's not possible to say that you have to pay a third of your money for a mitzvah. Because if yes, or that's what Rav Huna meant. Because if yes, so it'll come out that by three mitzvahs, you won't have any money left. And that can't be. And that can't be.
It means if they all come out at the same time?
No, I don't know. The same time, one after the other, one after the same time.
So then it's one third. It's one third, and then one third of what's left, and then one third of what's left.
Yeah.
The Pashup Shah, right? Like he said, they all at the same time. I mean, there's a question from the Gemara in Ksubas that Tosfos asked that. That's at least in the Nedar context, we do like that. That same thing that would happen not at the same time, we would do as if it happened. When it happened at the same time, we do as if it didn't happen at the same time. But
okay, we'll see. I mean, the problem is that what's the Gemara's big kasha? First of all, how does the Gemara, maybe ain't a chinami. You do have to give all your money. We know for a losa, say, the halacha is it's paskin in the Shulchan Aruch. To avoid the loss, let's say you have to spend all your money. So why does the Gemara know that it's a davar pashit that you can't spend a third of your money, that you have to spend all your money? That's not so clear. Why is this pashit? That's obviously one question. I mean, what maybe ain't nothing on me. You do have to spend all your money for three mitzvahs. And another question, is so maybe Rav Huna meant that for the first mitzvah you have to spend, and then afterwards you're potter. Maybe you spend for the first, and maybe for the first and second, and then you're potter. How does he? Because if the Gemara feels that it can't be that you have to spend all your money, so maybe Rav Huna is only talking about a case where it won't be all your money. The mitzvah on shlish. And the first time, and maybe the second time, and if you get a third one, which doesn't usually happen, so then ain't a chinami, then you're potter. You know exactly what the Gemara's kash is. But that's the Gemara's kasha. Mi'ata yisrami lei t'losla mitzvah leisla nekula beisa. So the Gemara takes on as a davar pashat. This is halacha lemaisa, we learn from here. That you don't have to spend more than a third of your money for a mitzvah. And we're talking about here, even Rashi says, lulav ositzis, osei betar. So lulav is a mitzvah overis. Sitzis, I'm not sure. Sei betar, I'm not sure. Sei betar is not necessarily a mitzvah overis, because you can do it tomorrow. But lulav and sitzis pashas are mitzvahs overis. Right, lulav, it means if you don't take a lulav, then you miss the mitzvah from the tinas lulav today. So it comes out an important gemara halacha lemaisa that if you don't have a mitzvah, and in order you're on a deserted island, and in order to get a kosher lulav, you'll have to spend a third of all your assets. So you're not mechuyev. That's what it comes out. It's pretty good fashion, the Gemara, no? And I mean, the Gemara is saying it's a svara. Can't be. Logic tells us that you're not mechuyev. Because otherwise, you'll go broke after three mitzvahs. Okay. So we'll have to see Taisus. We'll have to know what the svara here is. Ed Amar Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Zeira says a different shot.
Technically, he'll never spend all of his money because if he only spends a third, it's a third of what's left is less than what was original. So he'll never end up spending all of his money. It won't be three mitzvahs.
Right. I hear. And that's also a kasha on the Gemara. The Gemara's problem is because he's going to spend all his money, so he won't get spending all his money. But okay, I hear.
Pashup Shah, the Gemara is asking when it happens to Vasachas.
Okay, I don't know. So the first one you spend the third, and then the next one you don't spend the third. You don't spend all you're spending your money with vasachas. Okay, I don't know. But okay, we'll see. I mean, they reshine and talk here. It's like, you know, this sugya is spoken about. So Baruch Hashem. So, but let's just read the Gemara. So that can be. Eda Amar Rabbi Zera, behider mitzvah ad shlish, b'mitzvah. Oh, so when a hider mitzvah, you have to spend a shlish. What does that mean? Let's see Rashi. Behider mitzvah ad shlish b'mitzvah. Shemay say bei sifrei taira niknos. You find two sefer Torahs to buy. Be'echon hoder mechaveira, and one is more mahoder than the other. Yosef shlish adami ve'yikach es ha'hidur. The Tanya of Zekeriv Anveyu, right? Zekeriv Anveyu was in Parashas B'Shalach, okay, a little while ago. No, I had a fun of a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah of being, doing mitzvahs in a nice way. Anveyu, the Chazal are darshaning, means to do it in a nice way. Right, Anveyu apparently has two meanings. I never knew this. But Anveyu can mean doing it in a nice way. What else can Anveyu mean?
A home.
Home. Right. How do you know that? Right. Because we have in Israel, we have like Neve Yaakov.
Neve Sha'anan.
I don't know. That I don't know. Where is
that's
that?
The pasuk. No, that's the pasuk I think Rashi brings as a raya. Neve Sha'anan. Okay, I'll say it in the Torahic way. Neve Sha'anan.
Okay.
So the Gemara also darshans it ani v'hu.
Yeah, what's
that's
that?
That's a drush.
Okay, I don't remember. So Andeyu. Okay, so Andeyu can mean a lot of different things, but the Zekeriv Andeyu, I think Unkelis learns that it means that I'm going to make a base on Migdash. Zekeriv, and I'll build a base and I'll build a house for him. But the Chazal learn it, Morin Shabbos. Anveyu from the word making it nice. It's noah the fun of the mitzvahs. I say the sefer Torah noah, lulav noah, taoist noah, tzitzis noah. This is a very interesting Rashi that he says sefer Torah noah, okay, lulav noah, taoist noah, tzitzis noah. Now what's the difference between taoist and tzitzis?
I know, one is the beged, one is the actual strings?
Yeah.
So it sounds that way, which means that the mitzvah of Zekeli is not just going on the mitzvah, but even on the, in other words, I don't know, the Taoist is probably not the mitzvah. Pashtus, the mitzvah is the strings. So Rashi's saying that even Zekeli is going on the Taoist. The mitzvah of Taoist should be known.
Okay. Is that Tashmishul mitzvah?
I don't know. I'm not sure. The Gedarim.
The tzitzis are Tashmishi mitzvah. The beged's just a beged.
Yeah. Pashtus, a beged is like you have a four-cornered beged. You have to put a tzitzis on it. The beged is just what creates. It's like you have a roof. You have to put a fence around it. Is there a mitzvah making a nice roof? So you have to make a nice fence around. You get a nice. You make
there's
a
something
nice
more
fence
to that with tzitzis lachar because tzitzis you can wear a linen beged with wool tzitzis. There's something to the beged obviously because otherwise it would be shotness for not for.
No, but that's because you want to get the mitzvah of the tzitzis.
But I'm saying that obviously the fact that you're not wearing shotness even though the beged is linen means that there's something to the beged.
I don't know. Pashup shot is there's nothing to the beged. And Kapoa, obviously, there's something to the beged. The biggest raya is that they, you know, when a person's mace, you put them in a taoist, it's with a puzzle taoist. I don't know.
Isn't that the part because it was a kosher tal at some point? If it was never a kosher tal, so you wouldn't call it a puzzle talis?
I don't know. Anyway, but the mace Rashi is interesting. That he's saying that Zekeriv Anveyu applies to Taoist. But let's get back here. So what does he say? That Shlish means how much did you spend on the Anveyu? So you spend a third more than it would have cost you without Anveyu. Which means, for example, by an Esrog. The Bayan Esrog is very Nogea. You can buy usually a simple kosher Esrog for a very, you know, not that expensive, if you buy a much more beautiful estric, it could be much, much more price. So it's saying here that, okay, I mean, it's not saying there's an inyan. It's an inyan no matter what you do. But al-sechiyev of zekeid and adeyu, you're only mechuyev to go up a third of the price.
Is a third of what you is kosher or what you would think your regular standard is given?
What is kosher. It's not like this is a chiyuv. In other words, hider mitzvah zekeid and adeyu is a chiyuv. So it's a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv to do a hider mitzvah. It's not like we look at it as a hider. It's not a hider. It's a chiyuv. But the chiyuv is only up to a third. More than a third is ready to rishus. So you're mechuyev to spend an extra third over the price, the bare price of the mitzvah, to do hider.
Is mezuzah and tefillin considered sefer Torah?
I would assume so. Now, it's a very, very strange shear. Like, why should that be? You know, it's sefer Torah, why should it be a third of the price of the basic mitzvah? Like, it just sounds like a strange shear, no?
It's not even practical nowadays. The list is usually $70, $80, or $90, maybe even $100. You're just going up $10 per mezuzah price.
Yeah, okay, well, that's all you're mechuyev. You can go more. You're allowed to go more. No one said you can't, but this is the question what the chiyuv is. The chiyuv is a mitzvah, according to Rashi, zekeiv anveyu is a mitzvah essay chiyuvis. It's a chiyuv. You're mechuyev to do zekeiv anveyu. And so how much do you have to do for zekeiv anveyu? It's not, people think zekeiv anveyu is a rishus. No. According to Rashi, this Gemara, Zekeiv Anveyu is a chiyuv. How much are you obligated to do for Zekeiv Anveyu?
Well, on what? On every single mitzvah, so say the Reisa?
And I don't know, because I don't think so. But for these, Rashi mentions Sefer Torah, Lulav, Tawis, and Sittas, and I don't know what the gather is. But the mitzvahs like those, there's a din of Zekeiv Anveyu is a deraisa. It's a chiyuv. We'll see in the Gemara, because the Gemara says that there's a rishus to do more, but there's the chiyuv deraisa to do a third. But the third means a third of what you could have gotten the mitzvah for without zekeid and aveyu, which I have no idea what the logic of that shear is. In other words, sefer Torah costs, the beer price is $10,000. So for hider, you have to do $13,000. A tzitzis, a lulav, it could cost $5. So the hider is $1.50. You know, like why is that follow that because the mitzvah, you know, I just don't know what the logic in this is.
Well, why is Rebbe more troubled here than in the Gemara's Havamina where you give shlish, you know, for a mitzvah, why shlish?
Of your property. So the Gemara seems to say a svara. The Gemara seems to say a svara that you don't have to go broke for mitzvahs. And if you're spending, for instance, if you have three mitzvahs, you'll go broke. So we don't want you to go broke. And they say here that there's a svara that ani chashiv kemeis. I don't know. So there's some kind of svara, but that's because it's affecting your making you broke. But I could be a multimillionaire, and I'm buying a tzitzis. Tzitzis cost $3. So I'm only mechuyev al zekeiv anveyu $1. What kind of svara is that? Because why? Because tzitzis is a cheap mitzvah. So zekeiv anveyu is a cheap mitzvah. Like I don't know what the logic.
By Onah, we also have a shlish. There seems to be a certain chashivas to that amount. Like that's a substantial amount over.
Onah is not a shlish. Onah is a fifth or a sixth.
Right?
Think so.
Shtus, no? Don't we say shtus?
Right, yeah. Mishtus is nothing, right? But beyond shtus is something.
Like a bottle.
I just mean to say, I'm just saying, theoretically, there's a certain, right, for what reason the threshold of a third reaches substantial? Okay, that's a question.
Okay, we'll see. Okay, I'll have to look. Maybe that's a good idea. Let's keep reading. Okay, so I'm going to say, Hitler mitzvah and shlish. Boy, Rav Ashi. Shlish mi negav or shlish mi nebar. Teiko. So Rashi says, Shlish mi negav, kegayin. Im hakatan nimkar v'shisha, If the small one, which is like the non-mahudir one, you could buy in six. Yosef shnei dinarim dainu shlish miragav shlish mitoch adamim v'yigach es ahider. So you go from six to eight. Oh, shish minabar adamim yachlok v'shnayim Yosef chenek shlishi mishalo. Tainu akote nivgar b'shisha Yosef shlosh dinarim v'yigach es ahgadol. So you go from six to nine, right? In other words, either you go from six to eight or six to nine. Six to eight means you divide a third, you take a third of the what it was, the mitzvah, the bare minimum mitzvah, you divide it in three and you add a third of the bare minimum mitzvah. Or in the totality, the amount that you added should be a third of the totality. Right? That's the shaila. Do we say, right? You're the shaila. The shaila is it's a third. So is it a third? Is that we take the mitzvah, the basic mitzvah, and we divide it in three? And then you go, so from six to eight, or that after the fact, the extra hither is a third of the total. Okay, I once saw in a sefer, I don't know, this is just, I'm saying this from memory, that there is a sefer, someone has shiurim from Rav Yosha Ber. And I don't know what misafta. It's not in, I don't think it's in Baba Kama. So I don't know where it was. But he said, maybe it wasn't Baba Kama. I don't know. I remember one scene. He said, what's the machlaikas? He said that the shaila is whether it's a chakira. When you do a mitzvah, and then there's a mitzvah of zekeli nadeu, is it, if pshat is you're doing two separate mitzvahs, or you're doing one beautiful, one extra mitzvah, one mehudrika mitzvah, right? In other words, when the Torah says that kedem adayu, is that a separate mitzvah? There's a mitzvah to do tzitzis. Your yaitzei tzitzis perfectly with six. And now there's another mitzvah, which is completely unrelated, to do zekei nadeu. Or his shot is that zekei nadeu is a hinder in the mitzvah of tzitzis. It's not two separate mitzvahs. It's one mitzvah. Zekei nadeu is magdil the schus of the mitzvah of tzitzis. It increases the mitzvah. The Torah says there's a way. It's reason makdimim the mitzvahs. All these have been the same shayla. It's reason makdimim the mitzvahs a separate mitzvah. Or is it a way of a booster of the basic mitzvah? So which way would he saying it? So he says, if it's a booster of the basic mitzvah, so it's all one entity. So then it makes sense that you take the cheshbon, you first add it together and then you take a third because it's one entity. I know there's a concept that you take a third. So if you take a third of the mitzvah. So if the mitzvah is nothing to do with the hiddur, so you only take a third of the mitzvah. But if the hiddur is a chedek of the mitzvah, so when you take a third, you take in consideration with the hiddur because that's also part of the mitzvah. Right? Sounds like. I don't know, but it sounds like a very nice chakira. Okay, I think that was his chakira. I saw it years ago, so I can't promise, but I think that's what he said. But it definitely happens to be a very nice chakira, whether Zekeli Vandeyu is a separate mitzvah or it's a booster of the mitzvah. Right, they have that chakira by all these siddurim. The mitzvah of doing mitzvahs for simcha. Is it a separate mitzvah or it just makes the basic mitzvah a bigger mitzvah. The mitzvah of doing mitzvahs bezrizes.
Is there a cheshbon? Is there a svar why by Vachamishisa Yosef Olav? I remember that's Milabar. Is that connected to some kind of cheshbon as to why that's calculated outside?
I can't tell you. I tell you, I'm not in that sugya at the moment. Okay, anyway.
It's a very practical question that's hard to have an answer of teku to.
Well, it's a machleika, it's an abaya, so it's two stadim. But what Rabbi Yashabir wanted to know, see, I would never have asked such a question because I would have just said that, I don't know, there's some random reason that he said a third, which you have no idea why he said a third in the mitzvah. There was some Zera Zakosev, we don't know where they got it from, that Rav Zera said that hither mitzvah is a shlish, and there's no logic why that is, because I have no idea. And now there's two different ways how you could say it. And then, you know, it's not a logic, it's just a question, what did he mean? But he's explaining it that no, that the Vada, they knew what Rav Zera, Rav Zera has as far as he has a third of the mitzvah. And now they have a chakira, what's the mitzvah? So where do you make a third of the mitzvah? I think it's a very nice chakira. I don't know what exactly the ramifications is, but whether it's a separate, it could be the ramifications in the, you know, the Nafkamina, is that we owe mitzvah srifas kavana, right? We owe mitzvah srifas kavana. So if a person does a mitzvah, the hider, and he doesn't have kavana to do the hider, right? I'm shaking Luda, an asterisk. I have mitzvah srifas kavana. I'm thinking I want to be yaitzi the mitzvah of Luda ben Asrik. But I'm not thinking I want to be yaitzi the mitzvah of Zekeni van Veyu. So if you learn that Zekeni van Veyu is a totally separate mitzvah, and if you hold mitzvah Sriches Kavana, so then I may be only yaitzi the mitzvah of Luda. I'm not yaitzi the mitzvah of Zekeni van Veyu, mitzvah Sriches Kavana. It just was random that I happened to buy a more expensive Luda ben Asrik. It wasn't, I didn't have kavana. It just bought the first one that I saw, you know, whatever. So but if you hold that it's a hither in the mitzvah, then we wouldn't need the mitzvah srichas kavana on the zekeh adayu, because it's a chedek of the mitzvah of lulav, and you have kavana for the mitzvah of lulav. So meida your yaitzi, right? That would be a nafkamina of halacha. Whether it's one mitzvah or two mitzvahs. I'm sure there are other nafkaminas too, but that would be pashas. That would be a very simple nafkamina. Okay, that's just finishing, but I want to do this gemara and then we get to tizes. So boy Raj and Rav Ashi, shishmina gavav or shishmina bar. So it's teiku. Okay. But ma'arava amri, ma'arava means usually in Eretz Israel, mishmei the Rebbe Zera, ad shlish mishalo. So I don't know, is this my Rava arguing or is it just same shot? Is my Rava Amri just adding or is it some kind of argument? Well, what does it mean? Let's see what Rashi says what it means. Ad shlid mishalo. Ta'ainu oisa shlisha yaisa behid their mitzvah mishalo. That's yours. She'eno nifrelo b'chayim. There's a mitzvah, schar mitzvah b'hai amaleka. So for a shlish, you don't get schar in this world. Okay. So there's a big tumult on this. Why is Yaitzer Mishlish Yifel HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chayiv? What's the difference? Why a mess in a shlish you don't get in this world and more than a shlish you do? I'm not asking a hard question, a very simple question. Why should it be that in one you get an item haba and one you get an item hazeh?
You and Lefnim Mishur Sadin, so Mida Kenegan Mida.
Right. In other words, you're a bigger Mida Shlish, according to the last, assuming that the two Rav Zeres don't argue. So the first Shlish, you're Mechuyev. So, okay, you do a mitzvah that you're mechuyev to do. So, schar mitzvah b'hai ha-melekta, you get your schar in olam haba. But if you do more than your mechuyev, wow, you're such a super tzaddik. So, you get even a ma'idam hazah. So, that seems to indicate that getting an item hazah is reserved for super mitzvahs, right? In other words, you did a super mitzvah that's harm, that you did more, you get item hazah. So, what's shver? What do I have the keys?
Mashma that Zakeli Vandei was not its own mitzvah then.
Why?
Because you're getting paid back for it in this world.
No, but that's only if you do more. If you go beyond the level of your chiyuv. You do zeket even though you're on the basic level, you don't get in this world. But if you go over, you're only chiyuv on zeket even though you're a third. So if you go over a third, you get in this world. There's a famous Talmud Dvara. I don't know your Talmud Dvara. Why is it Tzchar Mitzvah B'Hai Amaleka?
There's nothing good enough.
Oh, so the usual rate, it comes from a time of Dvaira, is that the reason why Schar Mitzvah B'Hai Amaleka is because you'll be gypped if you get your reward in this world. You don't, tzaddikim don't want the reward in this world because there's no currency. You can't pay it in this world. If you get your reward in this world, you're getting gypped because there's nothing in this world that's good enough because this world is not Ayna Menitzchi. It's two separate svaras, so you're much better off getting your worst car in item Abba. So here, it doesn't make sense. So here, the guy who does the mitzvah in a not such a great manner, he just yates his eye. So he gets his car in item Abba. The guy who goes ahead and does extra, so he gets an item Hazeh. Why should you add the Abba? It's not good to get Yishchar and Olam Hazeh. We want only Rishayim get paid in Olam Hazeh. Tzaddikim get their Yishchar and Olam Abba. Because that's the Pashup Shah the Pasik. That Shem gives the Rishayim in this world their reward so that they should get Olam Abba. And Tzaddikim get an Olam Abba their reward.
So why is there payers for Kibbutz Avim and Talmud Torah Kinetic Kulam in this
so
world?
Over there, Pashup Shah, is that's not the reward, that's only payrolls. But it's not lafuge the Karen. The Karen always goes on a haba. Except that there's besides the Karen, there's something which is like payrolls, which is like push up shot. I don't know if this is if you wouldn't get an item haza, I don't know if you get an item haba. It's not like coming off your item haba. It's just time. It's a side benefit. The side benefit that you get an item haza. What if a guy dropped dead right away and he didn't get the paris and item haza? I'm not sure if he would get those paris and item haba because those are a din and paris. It's not the din and karen. There's some kind of din and paris that there's a paris and item haza, but that's not the ikka reward. Is that what Rashi means? And you get the tyrus paris.
Rabbi, for lulav and esrog, we call a basic set. They call them a chinuch set. They mean get them for the kids. So that's what you do. But if you have a basic mezuzah or a basic any other mitzvah, what's supposed to happen with all those things if we're all obligated to get the fancier stuff?
Don't worry. There's certain things you don't have to worry. This is what I was taught. You know, it says. I remember when I was, I don't want to say elementary school, but probably in high school. There's a Gemara that you're not supposed to tell people bad news. You're not supposed to be the messenger of bad news. So like if someone is nifter, you're not supposed to run and tell someone, did you hear what was nifter? So I remember asking someone, I don't remember who, my father, my rabbi, but people gotta know. You know, it's important information, you know? And they tell me, don't worry. There's plenty of people that rush to tell the bad news. You don't have to worry. Anyway, same thing. So plenty of people that will buy the cheapest lulav and esrog. You don't have to worry. Don't worry about it. That's not your problem.
That tells me like the story that someone was having a problem, so they said they'll check their mezuzahs. So they checked the mezuzah, and there was no scroll inside. It was just the case. So they said to them, they said, what happened? They said, oh, the instructions, I threw them out years ago.
Yeah, okay. All right, yes.
Another Gemara to throw out a svara the other way. Yeah. It's mitzvah v'osa. So if we say the hidur rishon shlish is mitzvah v'osa, that's why it's greater, and you get an olam haba. And the greater one is ain't a mitzvah v'osa. I'm saying it because I just came across the Gemara. The Gemara says
sounds like a tongue in cheek, because when you do more, you're doing yesh b'chlam masayim mana. Right.
The Gemara says by Sota, it says, how could it be, what's Tola the schus for her? Could it be, it can't be Torah because she's Eina Mitzvah Osa, so it can't be, it protects that much for her. I don't know, I just came across that, so that's why I was.
Okay, but I don't think you can say that here, because the person who's doing more than a third is doing a third also.
Yeah, but on the third, he will get an Olam Haba. That part, he will get an Olam Haba.
All right, okay, I you're right. So Masha, you might say, but he's a yoiser. I know, but it doesn't sound right.
How does this relate to the Gemara that says that if somebody spends money for Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh, it's not part of the Cheshbon from Rosh Hashanah? Does that mean that he's getting schar?
No, that's something else. We can't go through all shots, but that's a completely different thing. That's not schar. That's that it's not, it wasn't included in his gzeira. There's nigzer on him how much money he should get during the year. That wasn't included. It was given, the gzera was, you'll get $5,000 over the cost that you spend on Yontif and Chinuch Banim. Right. But we don't, you know, I don't want to get off on a tangent.
Did we say this is the same Rav Zera?
Can we discuss every Agatza Gemara in the whole Shas right now?
Is it the same Rav Zera or two separate Rav Zeras?
Like us, among the Rosh Hashivas, whether you're supposed to do that or not. In other words, not make a cheshbon on how much money you spend on Shabbos. The Rosh Hashiva did not hold that you should do that. The Rosh Hashiva held that only works if you're mechavein Hashem Shemayim. But he held that most people are mechavein Hashem Taiva. When they spend more money, they're not spending more money because they have bitachin on Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're spending more money because they want to fresh, and they're using this haftacha as an excuse to soothe their conscience.
But with chinuch habanim, lachar would be more better chance for that. No.
No. Okay. I don't know, but I don't think people spending more money chinuch habanim. You don't find that problem. I haven't found in yeshiva that people are running to pay more tuition. On Shabbos, it seems that people are want to run to spend more money on Shabbos.
Yeah, but they should spend. They spend to get more. I mean, spending on more tuition doesn't get you more. That's just paying what you should be paying for your tuition.
Okay. Anyway, but let's get back here.
Isn't there some sad of reward in this world is a mila? I mean, I understand the term Devorah, but there is some tzad that this
obviously
world.
Obviously, it's a maida, but then listen, a Russia gets rewarded in this world. That's very nice. Obviously, it's a reward. Otherwise, it wouldn't be fair of him. But we say it's better to get your reward in Olam Haba than Olam Hazeh. So what's Rashi here is very strange. Rashi's saying, that Rashi's learning, other people don't learn this way. The Gemara says, Mikan de'edef mishama kodesh baruch hu. So Rashi says, Rashi is the one that says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't know, it even fits into the words. That means, Mishalo means, Olam Haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu means, in this world. I mean, I don't know how it fits into the words. But the Maisa, other Rishonim don't learn that way. And I think Rabbeinu Hanano on the side has a different shot. I'll have to look at it. I don't remember. I forgot what it was. But I remember it was a different shot. But Rashi is straight. Rashi's learning that the means that you're going to get Ayinam Azeh, but Al-Khaira Ayinam Azeh, it should not be, why should you get Ayinam Azeh? Unless he means you get Ayinam Azeh and Olam Haba.
That's what Tosa says here, that you get both.
Yes, but the question is, the million-dollar shayla, is that what Rashi means?
He says Yifra?
Taifa says, he calls it Peros, and he calls, Taifa is very clear. Taifa says Peros and Karen Kayemes. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says Yifra lo akosh baruch hu b'chayav. He just doesn't say. So you say, is that what Rashi meant? And Taifa doesn't quote Rashi. It's not like Tybus is quoting Rashi. I tell you, I have to be in this. Okay. Is there? So you people, you want to say that Pashup Shah, we should assume that Rashi meant like Tysus. Rashi, Yosef Behidr, Yosef Ashlish, Yifel HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chayev, but also Racham Yisro, but also Racham, also later too. Again.
According to Tosfos, why is it not mentioned?
Also Ashlish, Yosef Behidr, Mitzvah, Shalohu, Shem Yifel HaKadosh. But this is B'chayev and also Akram Yisam. Okay, it's not so mashma in Rashi. Rashi is, it's not because just the word Yifrat, because Rashi doesn't say, he doesn't say both. He just says Yifrat HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chayev.
Why can't?
Yifrat HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chayev Ula Akram Yisam. Tosfos says it. So the question is, this is a very typical
That part's obvious, Rebbe. That part's pashut. Of course you get Olam Haba.
Okay, this is a very, very, we're just learning it very quickly the first time. But I say we're going to try and spend till Purim. I got time here on this.
Can it be answering the first Rosera?
It's an interesting machshaida. We had this shaida in the beginning of the year when two Rishayim, and they seem to say close, but not exactly the same. So do we assume that we don't want to make a machlekes rishayim? So we assume that they both mean the same thing. Or do we say that no, if Rashi meant like Tysus, he would have said like Tysus.
Didn't we do that last sugi with the Nemuki Yosef and Tysus?
We did it. I remember we did it. Yeah, Nemuki Yosef and Tysus. We said that they were the same, really.
But Tysus didn't mention anything about the...
Okay, I know. I know, you're right. But we had a hechra. But we did this also on that Gimel with days. But, okay. But here, that's a shot. So when Rashi says, Yifrat HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chayev, I like to look around to see what people say. Does Rashi mean like Tysus? See, Rashi doesn't call it Paris. Tosfos goes out of the way, calls it Paris. And he says, but first, that the Karen is an item Abba. Rashi just doesn't say anything. But is that what Rashi meant? Or does Rashi mean, not like that, Rashi means that Fakert, you get your Skarada Maza. See, it is possible that Rashi doesn't agree with the Timur Dvaira. And that the time with Vaira, in other words, and that there's a Devim Shop. The reason why Schar Mitzvah Bahaya Amaleka is just the opposite. It's because it's just harder to get reward in this world. This world is an item like Gashmi. So it's harder to get reward. So to get a reward in this world takes more.
Where's this term with Vaira that's quoting?
I don't remember. The Talmud is not such a big safer though. So you can.
So this is the Talmud of the Kabbalist. I'm saying the.
Yes, it's not such a big. It's probably in the beginning. He has an introduction and then he goes through the Yud Gimel Midas.
Okay, what's he say again? What's the
Talmud Dvara says that the reason why Schar Mitzvah Bahai Al Maleka is because there's no currency in this, because every mitzvah is greater than all the pleasures of this world. And Yafas Shoachas, he said like this, it's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Yafas Shoachas Shakairas Ruah Fa'idam Haba, Mikol Chaya Oidam Haza. So he puts down a rule that there's no, for any one mitzvah, you get Oidam Haba. I don't know, that's not so Mukhruch either. So he said,
why is that Mukhruch? Why is that Mukhruch?
I said, it's not Mukhruch.
Why is it not mukhruch? It's pashut, no? If you do a mitzvah, you get a lava. What's the, you want a bear, you get a?
Okay, I didn't think it was pashut. So therefore he says that
it's an accumulation?
Since one mitzvah, since the schar of Olam Haba is greater than Olam Haza, so therefore you can't get your schar in Olam Haza because it's not fair. prison wants a schar adam abba, to be a jip to give you schar adam hazeh. You know, so you can't get schar mitzvah b'hai alma. Okay.
How does it work for Rishayim?
Rishayim, so Rishayim, I mean, why it's not fair?
It's not possible.
They ask that kasha, so they give many, many answers. One answer, because we usually assume a Rasha's mitzvah is not done b'shleimus for numerous reasons, including just the very fact that he's a Rasha makes that his mitzvah is not done b'shleimus, or because he doesn't have the right kavana, whatever. And therefore, so for a non-shleimus take a mitzvah, he would get an item hazeh. But ain't a chinami. Lu yitzor, Rasha did a mitzvah b'shleimus. He would also get an item hazeh. That's one answer.
What about the fact
another
that
the answer is that a person, a lot of people say, you get the schar, is a famous, Chaim Shmulevitz says it too, that you get the schar that you want. So since the Rasha wants his schar in Olam Hazeh, so Shemit is, that's what you want, that's what you want, so even though it's not worth it. But if you want it, okay, I'll give it
ace
to
of,
you.
Ace of one is Adashin.
Right.
One second, Lamais, isn't the schar in this world also have a reciprocal effect in the sense that it can cause you to do even more mitzvahs? Like if he gets money, he can give more tzedakah, he can give more.
But that doesn't necessarily happen. But that's not, okay. Okay, anyway, let me look at Rabbeinu Hanano for a minute, because I'd rather wait for Tisus. How does Rabbeinu Hanano learn this piece of Gemara? Let's just see, I forgot it already. Pimarava Amri, you see where there? Shalish Achlid Mishalo, Kloimar, Musar Ule knows the mitzvahs Achlish. Because he Musar means he's obligated. Because the Eidach and Moseb Yezra Shish Mili Yisera, he said. Kagon Amifaris Ani the Moseb Lo Yeser, Shinimsa Neo Beira Koshbar McPhail, Scarlet and Mishaim of Gemulo. So what the way he's learning is that a shlish is mishalo, means that that's what you're obligated. And yaiser mishalish means from a kodesh baruch hu, means you're not obligated. That's a hider. And therefore, you get rewarded.
What do you mean when he says lisanos b'mitzvah?
One second, I'm just looking. One second. Okay, I don't know. I'm not really so clear on this.
Doesn't this Pashup Shat Lasanos Mitzvah mean that he's getting benefit from doing the mitzvah?
No, you're making the mitzvah beautiful.
Oh, okay. Gnoy mitzvah.
You see the last shot of the Rabbeinu Hanano, the very interesting shot. So chayav kaidim. In other words, you're saying like this. The Gemara seemed to say, the way the Rabbeinu Hanano, very interesting Rabbeinu Hanano. The Gemara seemed to say that you're not obligated to spend more than a third for a mitzvah, because then maybe you'll go broke. So the shayla is, are you? What if you want to spend more than a third for a mitzvah? Are you allowed to? So the Nisra Rabbeinu Hanano is learning that you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to spend more than a third on a mitzvah, because the person might go broke. And if a person, you're not supposed to spend, you're not supposed to go broke. So he's saying that that's only if you don't have the money. because of migish chayav. You know, that if you have, you know, the shy, you might go broke. So then you only spend a third for the mitzvah.
What does it mean yagio in this case? What he means is live?
From your, it sounds that way. Because he says,
he doesn't mean what you properly earned, like yagio? But
look at the next word. He says, shechayev koyman, because you have to worry about your life. But if zimen are God, baruch hu mamen, but if you got more money, so then arishus biyado. In other words, normally, the way he's learning the Gemara is saying like this. If you're on a tight budget and there's a question that you need this money to live on, so you're supposed to spend, it's like we said before, like every mitzvah you spend up to a third. So you spend a third, I mean, I know this is a third, this is not the same third. This is a third of the mitzvah. So if you're on a tight budget, you're obligated to spend an extra third for the mitzvah even though you're on a tight budget. Get that much you have to spend. But if on the other hand you're not on a tight budget, you have extra money, so then you're allowed to spend more. You're allowed to spend extra if you want to spend extra on the mitzvah. That's what he's saying. If you have more money, Kosh Baruch Hu gave you more money, you can spend extra.
Why can't we use this to answer the question on Rav Asi? Rav Asi's question was one third, then you're out of your money. But once we have the concept that it's Yifra Bechayo, then go ahead and spend a third at once, and then you're going to get paid back. It takes betachon, but you're going to get paid back in your chayo.
I don't know. We're not supposed to live on miracles. I don't know. But okay, let's... go over what we have to clarify here. The first thing we have to clarify is, why is there a din at a mitzvah ad shlish? That you only... The Gemara says you don't have to spend a third of your money for a mitzvah, because then if you have three mitzvahs, you go broke. So what? So maybe ain't a chinami, so you should go broke. What's this gather that you're not mechuyev to spend more than a third for a mitzvah? Right? So that I think there's a Rashba talks about it, or is it a, I forgot whether it was a Rashba or a Ritva. I'm sorry, my memory is not good. And what the Svara of why you're not supposed to spend more than a third? Yeah, it's a Rashba. So there's a Rashba here that explains what the Svara is. So we should see the Rashba. There's what's the Svara of why you're not supposed to spend more than a third? Then the Gemara switches it to a hiddur mitzvah. So the Gemara says a hiddur means a third of the mitzvah. So we did not understand what kind of funny gather that is. Why should a hiddur mitzvah be totally on the third of that mitzvah? What's the gather? We also did not understand what was the abaya, Rav Ashi's abaya. What were the two stardom Rav Ashi's abaya? So we said from Rav Yosha Beer, so we're not so clear what that abaya is. And then we have this Marava. So we're not, Pashup Shah, Marava is not arguing with Rav Ashi. Marava is just adding that there's this concept of the schar, that till a shlish, you get mishalo. More than a shlish is mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's just adding, he's not arguing, Pashup Shah. So Rashi says that mishalo means that you get b'chayim. So Taisla says it meant the Paris Ba'alam Azad Karen Kamis Alam Abba. So we wanted to know, do we assume that Rashi means the same as Taisla? Or is there a machlaikas? Right, that's a very interesting question. Is Rashi mean the same as Taisla, or is there a machlaikas? Okay, besides that, there's also this Taisla is very interesting. And there's a rush here that's also halakhically very interesting. But we'll go in order. But
what's in order?
I don't know.
So how are we gonna know what to prepare for each day?
The first thing I like to see is the Rashba.
Okay.
the Rajba, but you can look at the top Taisis because it's an easy Taisis. But I'm going to think about this other question about Rashi, whether Rashi agrees to Taisis. So I don't know if there'd be any Mara Mekaymus on it. If I find some Mara Mekaymus, I'll let you know also. That's also an interesting Shaila, whether Rashi and Taisis are the same or different.
Okay. Rebbe's thinking this is going to be a full 8 days on this sugya?
I'm thinking more than 8 days. I mean, what? 8 days means till Purim. Yeah.
That's till Purim, yeah, 8 days.
There's a lot on this sugya because there's really two totally different sugyas here. There's one sugya, how much you're supposed to spend on a mitzvah, which is the Rosh and Taisis, and it's a Beis Yosef, and there's a gigantic Ber Halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. It's a very big sugya, Halacha and Maisa. By Hilchus Estrich. It was a tough race, Nun Vav, yes, inside and side. There's a gigantic Bir Halacha there. It's a lot of discussion. How much money are you supposed to spend on a mitzvah of Eretz? It's a very big sugya, it's a very interesting sugya.
Does everybody think there's a reason why people make such a big deal about an Estrich of Dafka? I mean, Rashi.